You're listening to Roundtable. Set yourself a little goal of earning 100 million yuan has become a hot internet topic after China's richest man, Wang Jianlin, he's founder and chairman of Dalian Wanda Group, said that on TV. He claimed that $15 million is a small goal to reach. During a show on celebrities' daily lifestyle. Okay, I totally understand that for anybody who's doing public speaking or whatever speaking, if one line gets taken out of the context,
oh my God.
You get a complete different story. So let's figure out the context first. Is that okay? So let's just paint the picture fully so to understand what exactly is the story about.
Right, mm-hmm. So basically that catchphrase you were talking about from Wanda's chairman and founder, Wang Jianlin, you shouldn't be that ambitious. Set a small target first, like earning 100 million yuan. and so basically he also would go on to say in the interview, I mean, it's a target. It's possible that you can't make it, but maybe you can earn 80 million and you can also be happy.Or 50 million yuan. That is also acceptable. I get that, but I get what you're saying, that this is taken out of context. But why not say, like, something general that relates to everybody across the board? Like, 100 million yuan sounds like a big goal for a lot of people. But why not just say, always set your ambitions to the stars, and at least you'll always get very close to it, you know? It's hard to get to the stars, but if you make that your goal...and you'll get really close. Something like that. Those are words that can be taken out of context, Heyoung, thrown around, waved in the wind, and then put on someone's article. And when you read it, it makes sense to everybody. But it's generalities. When you put 100 million, a specific number, people are like, oh my God, that's a small goal? Oh, come on. Yeah, what do you think?
Well, considering Wang Jianlin's personal asset worth about now 30 billion U.S. dollars...100 million yuan is really a small step for him. And well, if you're doing the right thing in the right time and you're in the right industry, I think making 100 million yuan within a couple of years is... here's some data. Well, Jack Ma from Alibaba earned his first 100 million yuan when he was 38. That's 7 years after he founded Alibaba. And also Ma Huateng from Tencent earned his first 100 million yuan when he was 32, which is close.
Yeah, well, I can understand why, Mr. Wang Jianlin.
We're getting there.
Because, I mean, it's just a drop in the bucket for him. Now his assets are more than 170 billion yuan. So, yeah, it sounds very little to him. But he was addressing young entrepreneurs on TV. So he wasn't talking to everybody. The context was that he's talking to people who are in this for making money and building a business. And then it's sort of like a benchmark for them.
Are you saying that 100 million yuan is really easy for these young and up-and-coming entrepreneurs?
I'm not saying that it is easy, but I think maybe for that world that I don't understand, I'm not part of that, but for the entrepreneurial business world, maybe making that 100 million yuan is like a benchmark. It's something that you celebrate, like a milestone. And he's giving examples to people that, you know, this is, you don't need to set your target that is unachievable. As for maybe in that market, it's probably doable.
Right. But at the same time, it's unrealistic for even the audience he's addressing, I feel. Why not just say, set your target as high as possible, and at least you'll come really close or get very as much as you can to the highest goal possible. I get that. But at the same time, I'm going to say, I think this guy says some really silly stuff. And I would compare him, I would compare him to Donald Trump in that the things I read from these two guys are just crazy or just silly. Like when you read that sentence to me about how 100 million yuan is a small target, I giggled. And he should know. People are going to talk about this. Of course, he's a person of profile. He should have spoken more generalities. I mean, then we wouldn't even be talking about this, right?
Well, lucky that Wang Jianlin doesn't need to receive the votes from people. He doesn't need to try to get more votes for people. So he doesn't need to please people, I suppose. I think he's speaking his mind from his position. And yes, I understand why lots of people are having the same reaction as Ryan. As we were saying, this is crazy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. but okay. So the reason why I said this is we had in the past covered a story about this chairman CEO guy of Wanda having a headbutting contest with Disney. And some of the stuff he said was just off the wall, just crazy. He said something like this: "The frenzy of Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and the era of blindly following them have passed." As if Donald Duck's some kind of dictator, evil guy. He's a children's character. People can choose to like them or not, but because it's a good product that Disney's offering, people like it. For him to say that, why don't you just say, "I plan on making Wanda being able to compete with Disney. We will make characters just as lovable and fun, and we love good, healthy competition. This is how it gets done." So this kind of quote is silly, and the way I think, you know, it kind of makes me laugh. Like a Trump quote. Here's a good one, okay? "Arianna Huffington is unattractive, both inside and out. I fully understand why her former husband left her for a man. Made a good decision."
Oh, my goodness.
Who says this? But, you know, what's really sad is this guy's running for president of the U.S. But, you know, who I think is a really positive role model for young entrepreneurs to go after and try to be like is someone like Jack Ma, someone like Bill Gates. And let me read you some Bill Gates quotes, and you can see the difference in how he portrays success. "Success is a lousy teacher. It seduces smart people into thinking they can't lose," i.e., perfect example, Donald Trump. He's successful. He thinks he can't lose. He says whatever comes to his mind. In the end, he does lose, okay? "And it's fine to celebrate success, but it is more important to heed the lessons of failure. Learn from failure. Failure is not a bad thing. That's how you become a success."
That's
I like
true.
Those things.
Okay, those are some nice quotes.
Yeah.
But here, what Wang Jianlin is saying, yes, it is a small goal for him. And he's saying that small goals can take people far, but there were other quotes from him or just portrayals of his early successes saying that he actually set really big goals. Like when he, I'm not going to cite the numbers here, but it's kind of an interesting thing for young people to think about. And I want your answers, gentlemen. That is it setting a small goal that will lead you to success or just dream big?
I like what you said, but not necessarily what he said. And I think you're a fan of him. I get it. You love
I'm
his
not.
Karaoke. I know you do. You were like, "Oh, karaoke." And him.
Ryan's getting personal. I can see that.
Well, no, he's a great singer. He is. I heard he's really good.
Yeah, but what about a big goal or small goal? Two-word answer for you guys.
Big goal. Go big. Go big or go home.
And big dreams and small steps.
Oh, okay. That is so wise, Li Yuan.
Yeah, let's forget about the number, right? I believe, at least in the first half of his sentence, set yourself a small goal.
Oh, that is nice. Yeah. You're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you so much for your company. Join us on WeChat. Search for Easy FM Roundtable. That is us. Bye for today.